Show. Welcome to CNN Student News. I'm your host, Carl Azus. This October 15th, we're starting with a debate. One among the five Democrats hoping to secure their party's nomination for president. They took the stage at the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas Wednesday night. And like the Republican presidential hopefuls, whose debate we covered last month, the Democrats were hoping to stand out from each other, to tell Americans what they plan to do if they get elected, and to try to get donors interested so they'll contribute to their campaigns. This was one of a series of debates for both parties. They matter because they can influence how Americans vote in the caucuses and primaries. Those are scheduled to begin next February. They'll whittle down the fields, eventually singling out one Democrat and one Republican who traditionally represent their parties on the national ballot in the general election. So what did the Democrats have to say?
If you look at my record in and out of government, is that I've always been willing to take on the complicated, sometimes unpopular issues and work them through, the complex issues, and work them through in order to have a solution. We did it in criminal justice reform. We've had a lot of discussion here about criminal justice reform. We did it in other ways. We need a national political strategy for our economy, for our foreign policy. Today, the scientific community is virtually unanimous. Climate change is real. It is caused by human activity. And we have a moral responsibility to transform our energy system away from fossil fuel to energy efficiency and sustainable energy and leave this planet a habitable planet for our children and our grandchildren.
Right now, the wealthy pay too little and the middle class pays too much. So I have specific recommendations about how we're going to close those loopholes, make it clear that the wealthy will have to pay their fair share, and have a series of tax cuts for middle class families. And I want to do more to help us balance family and work.
I have learned how to be an effective leader, whether it was raising the minimum wage, making our public schools the best in America, passing marriage equality, the DREAM Act, and comprehensive gun safety legislation. I have learned how to get things done because I am very clear about my principles.
I've always been honest, I have the courage to take the long-term view, and I've shown good judgment. I have high ethical standards. As we look to the future, I want to address the income inequality, close the gap between the haves and the have-nots. I want to address climate change, a real threat to our planet. And I believe in prosperity through peace. I want to end these wars.